Well, good morning, and it is Masters Week, and this is the tournament that so many of us just wait with bated breath for the best part of 6 or 8 months, certainly since the last major of the year. And since the start of the year, I think most sights have been set on Augusta National in early April to see who might emerge the winner of the first major of the year. It's a tournament that really has a wider appeal than just golf, I think, in so many respects. It's a tournament that certainly transcends the sport of golf. And even sport generally, we get a lot of people that maybe are not even interested in golf, not even interested in sport, keen to see who's going to do well at Augusta National. Such is the mystique and the tradition of the Masters. Looking back to last week, went close with Ryan Moore, one of our selections at 40-1. I thought he was really making a run towards the Victory Stadium there last week in Texas, but it wasn't to be. He ended up finishing very close all the same and certainly gave us a good run for the money on the last day. We didn't go close with our pit selections at the LPGA Tour's ANA Inspiration, their first major of the year. Jin Young Ko, who we've picked on a couple of times previously, certainly had her when she won the Founders Cup a few starts ago. She's a really amazingly promising golfer, as Jin Young Ko, and congratulations to her for winning that tournament. But let's now look ahead to this week and the Masters, and there's some juicy prospects coming up this week, some great storylines. The tournament itself is a great storyline, but certainly amongst the more favoured players, there's a lot of storylines there that are really juicy as far as the potential outcome of the tournament is concerned. We might just run through some of the players and consider their chances and their current form. Rory McIlroy will probably start as the favourite in most people's eyes. He's looking to complete a career Grand Slam. He's been trying for the last 4 or 5 years since he won the Open Championship in 2014. He's been on the cusp of securing that Grand Slam. He hasn't been able to get it done at Augusta National, but he's been inside the top 10 on each of those occasions since that win at the Open Championship in 2014. So this is a great opportunity for him, especially given the manner in which he's playing of late, with the win at the Players' Championship and so many other good finishes in 2019. So he'll start the favourite, and he probably deserves to be, but there are a number of other people vying for that, I suppose, right to be the favourite, either before or during the tournament. Dustin Johnson seems to have come to terms with Augusta in more recent years. He was 10th in 2018. He was 4th in 2016. You may recall he had that injury in 2017 when he was the favourite, the world number one at that stage, and everybody was suggesting that he was the man to beat. But he fell down some stairs and hurt himself, and that was the end of the penny section for him. He was also 6th in 2015. Prior to missing the top 16 at the Dell Match Play, he was playing very well. So at $13, Dustin Johnson certainly deserves consideration, as indeed does Justin Rose. A couple of top 10s at the Players and at the Dell Technology suggest that he's not far from where he needs to be. And of course, he did win at Torrey Pines not all that long ago. He's got a very solid record at Augusta National, including being twice runner-up. He's never missed a cut in 13 starts, so this is a golf course that certainly suits Justin Rose, and he's at $15. A Tiger Woods, how can we possibly deny Tiger Woods at least consideration? And he may well do much better than that. He's certainly back near his best with a series of very good finishes this season. He did win the Tour Championship towards the end of last year, suggesting to us all that when at his absolute peak, he's still more than capable of beating the best in the game. He's got one of the best records of all time at Augusta National, even when things weren't going well for him during that very difficult off-course period for him, you might say. He was still producing some very good finishes. He's had, of course, the 4 wins. He's looking for the 5th title in his 15th major championship. It's really one of his happy hunting grounds. And a return to that happy hunting ground might just propel him to his 15th major. So really a great storyline there as far as Tiger Woods is concerned, as is the case with Rory McIlroy, because of the reasons that I mentioned earlier. John Rahm is at $19. He's under the radar a little bit in recent weeks, but he's still playing well. He's had 6 top 10s in 2019. He was 4th here last year after an opening 75, but he's certainly much better for that outing last year. And I think John Rahm at $19 appears to be reasonably good value, as indeed does Paul Casey, who's been twice runner-up, once 3rd, and a win in 9 starts in 2019. So there's no doubt in Casey's form, the Englishman. He's had 3 top 10s in his last 4 starts at Augusta. He's primed, I think. Very good odds at $31 for Paul Casey. And as for the players who are at slightly longer odds and perhaps are at least worthy of consideration, Hideki Matsuyama, he's playing better than being given credit for of late, I think. Like John Rahm, he's a little bit under the radar in 2019, but he was eighth of the players, suggesting that he's not too far from where he needs to be. He's not missed a cut in his last 20 starts on the PGA Tour, and he's had several good finishes at the Masters, including as an amateur. He did finish inside the top 10 on two or three occasions fairly early in his professional career after making the cut twice as an amateur. He has a bit of a love affair for Augusta National, does Matsuyama, and as I said, he's not too far from where he needs to be contending once again. He's at $34. Sergio Garcia, $67. These seem very lucrative odds to me. He's not playing all that badly. He's had three top fives in his last five starts this season. He was the winner here 2 years ago, let's not forget. I know he's a bit volatile. He's a bit all over the place, is Sergio Garcia. But at $67 as a winner just 2 years ago and in reasonably good form this season, I think $67 are rather enticing odds. And I think if you were looking for a player at really long odds to give you some sort of a side during the week, I'm not necessarily suggesting that he win it, but he'll give a good side, I think. Charlie Hoffman, who was second last week, he's finding form again. He'd been 18th the week before after a series or a period of outs in tournament golf. He plays well at Augusta, that's for sure, and he's likely to give a good side at some stage, I think. He's a possible first-round leader, Charlie Hoffman. He's that sort of a player. He's playing in the middle of the morning, which is not necessarily the best time to be playing on day one. But Charlie Hoffman at $101, I think if you were looking for a real outsider to do well this week, he could be one to at least give you some sort of a sight throughout the course of the week. So let's just run through those players again. Rory McIlroy at $8.50, Dustin Johnson at $13, Justin Rose at $15, Tiger Woods at $17, John Rahm at $19, Paul Casey at $31, Hideki Matsuyama at $34, Sergio Garcia at $67, and Charlie Hoffman at $101. Of the Australians, Jason Day, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Cameron Smith all have played very well at Augusta in the past. Day, of course, several top tens at Augusta National, including a runner-up on debut back in 2011. Adam Scott, the 2013 champion, and with several other good finishes in the tournament, he too was runner-up in 2011. Mark Leishman's been fourth at this event previously. He was fourth behind Adam Scott in 2013. And Cameron Smith finished fifth in this event in his second start at Augusta National last year. So there's a lot to like about the Australians' chances. Whether they can win remains to be seen, but I think Scott, who's played well enough this season to be a possible contender on a golf course where he has such great memories. So that is the Masters. I think we're all desperately waiting to get it to get underway on Thursday evening, Australian time. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.